Digital LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24.
You know I have the fuel rods,
but I have no desire to harm innocent Americans.
And yet you're threatening them with a bomb.
What I'm asking for is simple.
Turn over President Hassan.
That will never happen.
You have exactly 1 hour to change your mind.
We have an out here. I think we should take it.
Give in to the demand to turn over President Hassan?
I will not sell him out to the very terrorists that we are determined to defeat.
What are you suggesting?
A covert action. We deliver Hassan to the terrorists, but make it look like they took him hostage.
I'm begging you, don't do this. Don't betray your president.
Ethan? All right. My God! Call a medic!
We wait to acquire Hassan before calling an ambulance, understand?
Kanan has collapsed with a heart attack. Jack and Renee defend Hassan and his family from General Brocker's shock troops.
Take the weapon off now!
The dirty bomb will be detonated in New York unless we deliver Hassan to the terrorist.
Does the president know about this?
She's refusing to deal with the terrorist. This is General Brucker's operation.
What are you doing?
This is on you now. You have to deliver Hassan to the terrorist.
I don't take orders from anybody but the president of the United States. Now move.
Are the Americans handing over Hassan or not?
The only information we have is that he's being transported to McGuire Air Force Base.
So President Taylor doesn't intend to give him up.
Dedan?
Yes?
The president has not responded.
Start the countdown.
Taryn sets the time bomb, counting down from 15 minutes.
The following takes place between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m.
The sun's yellow rays are shining up from behind the spiky bulk of the New York skyline. Kanan lies unconscious on the couch in his office. Rob Weiss checks his wrist for a pulse. Kanan half opens his eyes. Weiss places a hand gently on Kanan's and then gets up. Leaving the office, he locks the door after him. Brocker talks on the phone.
NYPD will handle hazmat and triage. The National Guard will control the streets. I've got an army battalion standing by.
Sir, what's our worst case scenario?
Well, a dirty bomb is about to go off in Manhattan. Commander, I'd plan for mass panic.
Ethan Kanan is dying back there. We need to get him medical help.
We will.
I mean now.
No, not until our team completes its mission. When we have the bomb, then we'll get your friend help. Madam President.
Carry on. General, what's our status on the ground?
Well, civilian first responders are positioning for rapid deployment, and we've got Army support available as necessary.
At this point, only command level knows we're anticipating a radiological device, but people on the ground are quick to connect the dots. Word will get out.
Yeah, I'd like to get ahead of that. I've drafted an address for the networks, Rob. I need you to look at it, and I'd like Ethan to read it, too. He wasn't in his office. Do you know where he is?
I'll go find him.
Less than 10 minutes. Dear God, this bomb cannot go off.
I'm sorry, Madam President, but we have to prepare for the worst.
What are the latest casualty figures?
Median scenario shows 58,000 dead over 3 days due to the bomb and ensuing panic. But who knows? Maybe we'll get lucky.
Let me know the second President Hassan arrives.
Yes, ma'am.
President Taylor stands gazing ahead. She finally closes her eyes as if in anguish. Through the service tunnel, Jack walks, supporting the wounded soldier. Behind him comes Renee, escorting Hassan, Dahlia, and Kyla.
This is not right. My life for so many others. It's not right.
President Taylor doesn't see it that way.
She knows I would never have gone along with this decision. That's why she kept me out of it.
You are more than just one life, Omar. You are the best hope of ending a war that has lasted for decades. You must understand President Taylor trying to protect that.
This is not acceptable. Not like this.
Jack hurries the soldier through into a side room and offloads him onto the floor.
What are you doing?
He's slowing us down. Don't worry, he'll be fine. His injuries aren't lethal.
Jack, can I talk to you?
What?
Hassan isn't happy about Taylor's response to the ultimatum.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't affect our mission.
He's the head of state, Jack. Maybe it should.
It's not our call. If he wants to take it up with President Taylor, he can do it when he's...
Hassan knocks Jack out.
Put your gun down.
What are you doing, Mr. President?
Give it to me.
What, have you lost your mind?
You, outside! Back him inside!
Sir, you do not want to do
it. Move her inside! I'm giving you what you want.
Yeah,
take the gun.
Omar, what are you doing?
I'm sorry, Dahlia. My life for tens of thousands. I couldn't live with that.
Omar, don't. You can't give yourself up.
I have to.
But what if they're lying? What if they blew up the bomb anyway?
At least I've tried to stop the attack. And I fail. But if I don't even try...
Father, please.
You stay here with Kyla. I'll send someone from our delegation to pick you up.
I won't leave you.
Dahlia, do as I say. Do as I say!
Yeah, then you better lock me in that room, because I won't let you walk to your death. I
Dahlia,
won't leave you!
Do as I say!
No!
Man, in the room! Now, in the room!
Jack starts to come round, now locked in the room.
We've got less than 5 minutes. We gotta move.
Mr. President! Mr. President, you can't trust him! You can't trust him!
Hassan pauses momentarily, but then continues up the stairs after the wounded trooper. 6:06, they emerge through a door into a side alley. The soldier stows his gun as they walk up the alley and out onto the street.
Come on.
A black SUV is parked by the curb and the soldier grabs a key concealed beneath the rear bumper. Hassan looks around at all the people of New York, men, women and children, going about their business.
These people owe you their lives, sir. You're doing the right thing.
The trooper stows Hassan into the front passenger seat and then makes a call on his satellite phone. Brocker answers.
That's the best I can.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
Do you have a package?
Yes.
Kind of damn close, you know that?
Yeah, there were complications. Jack Bauer found out about our operation. He's no longer a problem.
At least...
The entire unit, everyone but me. Sir, you need to know that President Hassan is cooperating with us. He's here by choice.
What are you saying? That he would have given himself up?
Yes, sir. We gotta move.
Stay on the line.
The soldier drives away as Hassan looks out of the window with concern. Brocker hurries into Kanan's office.
What?
Look at him. He'll be dead soon if we don't do something.
Yeah, along with half of New York. Bishop's on the line. He's got us on. Get ready to make the call.
Weiss leaves Kanan's side and hurries across to join Brocker. He opens a briefcase and a computer screen.
Bishop, we're live. You there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, we got less than 2 minutes. Do it.
Weiss keys something into the computer. A satellite phone sits ringing on a desk. Samir answers.
Yes?
This is Rob Weiss, President Taylor's chief of staff.
Do you have Hassan?
Yes, and we're prepared to make the exchange.
Prove it.
Now, Bishop, put him on.
What stopped you?
Hassan takes the phone from Bishop.
This is President Hassan. I'm prepared to give myself up. If you stop the bomb.
So President Taylor changed her mind?
No. She wasn't willing to meet your demands, I am. But I need assurances.
Assurances?
Yeah. That the exchange
will... The exchange will happen exactly as you're told. What you'll do is exactly what I say.
Damn it, we did what you asked. Quit stalling, we're running out of time. You cut us off.
Only a minute and a half until the bomb goes off.
A pair of police cars speed by the end of the alley in which Taryn has parked his white van. He stands at the rear of the van, peering out nervously. He looks at his watch, which is now counting down from 58 seconds. 6:09. At CTU, Hastings stands tensely. Below on the ops floor, Chloe eyes her screen. Arlo stands at her side, staring blankly. Dana looks up from beneath veiled lids. Weiss and Brocker stand together in Kanan's office. President Taylor crosses to a window and looks out with a pained expression. Taryn, seeming numbed by the enormity of what he is doing, turns to head to the front of the van. The timer reads 23 seconds as he gets nervously back into the cab. Sweat bathes his forehead. The timer reads 13 seconds.
Yes?
Taryn, stop the bomb. Hassan will be arriving there shortly. You know what to do.
Yes, all right.
6:10, end of part one. Part 2, 6:15. Jack smashes the pane of the door and unhooks the makeshift lock. Hastings descends onto the ops floor.
Bomb was supposed to go off 4 minutes ago. There's no report of an explosion anywhere on the island.
Arlo, what's happening on the ground?
Sweep teams are still looking everywhere. No luck.
According to the deadline we've been given, we're on borrowed time. The bomb is still out there, still a threat. We may have caught a break here. Let's use it.
O'Brien.
Chloe, it's Jack. I need your help.
Reception is terrible. I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
President Hassan is trying to hand himself over to the terrorists. That's why the bomb didn't go off.
No one here knows that.
And no one else can until I talk to the president.
What's going on?
Chloe, I don't have time to explain. Please, just contact Tim Woods. He can get me a clean line to the president. But no one else can know that I'm calling. Do you understand?
I'll call you right back.
Who is that?
Search team. Requesting updated grid assignments.
Do you need some help?
I'll ask if I do.
Chloe and Dana eye each other suspiciously. Dana sidles away. 6:16, Jack emerges into the side alley.
We're clear!
Jack hurries up the alley, looks around, and then turns back to Renee, Dahlia, and Kyla.
Keep them up here on the landing!
Jack runs past where Bishop's SUV had been parked and stares up and down the street.
I need you to get them back to President Taylor.
What about you?
I'm gonna stay behind and look for Hassan.
He crosses to Dahlia.
Ma'am, I just got off the phone with CTU. They're gonna help me find your husband, but right now it's not safe here for you. I want you and your daughter to continue on to the Air Force Base. Agent Walker will help you get there. She can be trusted completely.
Mr. Val, my father, he did what he thought was best.
I know he did. We're gonna do everything we can to get him back, but right now we need to move. Let's go.
Jack. He gave himself up willingly. Maybe we should just let this happen.
I already told you it's not our call. President Taylor asked me to protect him. That's what I'm going to try and do. So please, just get them to the Air Force Base. Taxi! This is Bauer.
I've got a secure line.
Good. Chloe, I need you to do something else for me. I'm on 7th Avenue between 53rd and 54th. There's a security camera mid-block. I want you to see if you can get a feed and roll it back. President Hassan was standing here less than 10 minutes ago.
I'll check.
7 minutes past the deadline. Do we have any idea why the bomb didn't go off?
No, Madam President. We're polling our civilian counterparts trying to determine that.
Now maybe it's like you said, we got lucky.
Well, at the moment, it certainly looks that way.
Now what about President Hassan? When will he arrive?
Well, his transport was a Secret Service operation, ma'am. I'm not really in the loop.
I'll look into it.
No, I'd rather you find Ethan.
I'll page him.
No, not page him. Find him. I need him here. Please.
Yes, ma'am.
Madam President.
Yes.
It's an urgent call from Homeland for you.
Excuse me. This is President Taylor.
Madam President, this is Jack Bauer. Please don't say my name or react openly to what I'm about to tell you.
Yes.
President Hassan is no longer in my custody. He got away and he's trying to hand himself over to the terrorists. That's why the bomb didn't detonate.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
Madam President, you're being betrayed by General Brucker. 40 minutes ago, we were attacked by mercenaries under his command.
Go on.
We managed to fight off the attack, but President Hassan turned himself over to one of them in an effort to stop the bomb from going off. As we speak, they're preparing to hand him over to the terrorists. I'm assuming that that is still something that is unacceptable to you.
That is correct.
Madam President, General Brucker is in charge of this operation. He's in communication with the terrorists. I need to know where the exchange is going to take place.
Ma'am, you need to confront him now.
I understand.
As soon as you have anything, please contact CTU.
I will.
Thank you, ma'am.
Taylor lowers the phone slowly and turns to see Brocker leaving the conference room. She goes up to a Secret Service man.
Come with me, please.
Forrest, Jack, you still there?
I'm here.
What do you got?
Got the security camera feed you were talking about. Hassan got into a black SUV at 608 with another guy.
That's got to be the merc he handed himself over to.
They were headed west on 53rd Street. I was able to trace them until they turned north on 10th Avenue.
Okay, good work. Redirect the satellites to the upper west side. I'm on my way.
Jack discreetly clocks a man getting out of a sporty black Lexus. As the man crosses to a newsstand, Jack walks over and gets behind the wheel. The owner of the car swipes impotently at the vehicle as Jack speeds away in it. Chloe watches events on her screen. The black SUV moves along a street. Taryn watches from a ground floor cafe window. Hey. 6:20. The SUV pulls in to park at the curb. Bishop looks around.
What now?
Bishop shakes his head. Taryn makes a call on his mobile. Hassan works his phone out of his pocket and consults the screen.
Who's this?
Listen carefully. Hand the phone to the driver.
Taryn, it's you, isn't it?
Hand it to him now.
He wants to talk to you.
Bishop.
Okay, Bishop. This is what you need to do. Listen to my instructions and follow them. Step out of the car, leaving the keys in the ignition. Take the phone with you. Do it now.
Bishop complies with the instructions. Taryn steps out onto the sidewalk.
Walk toward the intersection.
Bishop does as Taryn says. Taryn, meanwhile, stands on the opposite side of the road, keeping his head down as he sips from a paper cup of coffee and observes Bishop.
When the light changes, I want you to cross the street. Stay inside the crosswalk.
Where's the bomb?
Just do what I say.
The deal was Hassan for the bomb.
The lights change, Bishop. Move.
Bishop begins to cross. Taryn, having dropped what would appear to be the van keys on the pavement, crosses from the other side, passing Bishop as he goes.
Where is it?
Just do what I say. Shut up. Listen.
Taryn looks back towards Bishop.
Stop now. Don't turn around or you get nothing. Stand there and wait. Turn around, walk toward the newspaper stand, look down. Show me your hands.
Hands!
On the dash.
Where's the bomb? Where is it?
Taryn has handcuffed Hassan's wrist to the dashboard and now drives away, leaving Bishop in possession of the keys. Bishop looks around, bewildered, and runs a few paces after the disappearing SUV. He examines the keys again and scans the street. President Taylor moves with a posse of security along a corridor to where stands the Secret Service man.
Where is he?
The General's in Mr. Kanan's office.
With Ethan?
We're not sure. No one's seen him in nearly an hour. Ma'am, there's something you need to know. Your chief of staff is with the General. They appear to be in on this together.
Are you saying Rob Weiss betrayed me too?
I'm afraid so.
Okay, do it.
The security contingent, which now includes armed men in uniform, move towards Kanan's office. Bishop continues hobbling around the street, searching for the van. He comes to the alley where Taryn parked and stops dead. He presses the key fob and then looks around before heading for the rear door. He unlocks it and opens it gingerly. 6:24. He peers inside and grimaces. President Taylor walks at speed with her security posse. The Secret Service man leads them into Kanan's office.
call medical? Against the wall, hands behind your head.
Madam President, you need to see this.
Taylor walks grimly into the room. She looks down towards the couch where lies Kanan.
Oh, my God. Is he still alive?
Yes, ma'am.
He's had a serious cardiac event.
Get him out of here!
She means Brocker, but not Weiss.
No, you stay. Where is President Hassan? Damn you, Rob. Where is he?
I don't know.
Don't lie to me! Tell me where he is!
No, ma'am, I cannot. And if it makes any difference, this was not an easy decision.
It makes no difference at all. It wasn't your decision to make.
With all due respect, you were not elected to sentence tens of thousands of Americans to death.
Is that how you justify this? You have sold out a piece I committed this administration to.
I've protected New York and given you plausible deniability in an impossible situation.
I don't want deniability. I want Hassan. We are on the verge of a peace that has eluded this planet for 50 years, and you are throwing it away. Tell me where he is.
Weiss defiantly holds her gaze.
The charge is treason. It carries the death penalty, and so help me God, I'll throw the switch myself. Tell me where he is. It's not too late.
A security man fishes the phone from Weiss's pocket.
It is too late. They have Hassan. We have the bomb.
The bomb's at Amsterdam and 93rd.
We'll get an S team there as soon as possible.
Taylor looks back at Weiss.
Damn you, Rob.
Really, Madam President? New York City is safe.
She backs away, staring at him venomously.
Take him away.
Weiss is led out. Taylor turns back to look at the ailing Kanan. Bishop stands at the back of the white van containing the bomb, the red LED frozen at 7 seconds. He looks towards the street. 6:26, end of part two. Part three, 6:31, at CTU.
Your attention, please. I've just spoken with the president at McGuire. Rogue operatives have handed Hassan over to the terrorists. In return, they got the location of the dirty bomb, 93rd in Amsterdam. Now, Jack Bauer and Nest are already on site and disarming the bomb. Our focus is to recover President Hassan.
I've got satellite feed at 93rd, sir.
All the lights come back on.
Okay, looks like we're back in business. Put it up on screen, Arlo.
A huge screen shows the location of the bomb.
And we know that President Hassan was handed over at that location approximately 10 minutes ago.
NSA feed only gives us still images. We might have missed them.
We didn't. There's Bishop's SUV.
Okay, they've got to be close. Find them.
Someone's approaching the SUV.
Any idea who that is?
I can try to clean up the image.
Lost it.
They were heading east. We can backtrack through the traffic cam footage.
I want you and Dana to find that vehicle. As soon as you reacquire it, let Jack know.
Dana, where are you going? Hastings wants us to do this.
I was thinking I would reroute some of the servers.
Not now.
It'll give us more processing speed.
We can work with what we have. Let's get going.
Okay.
Chloe casts Dana a quizzical look as she sits back down at her workstation. 6:32. A tiny robot on caterpillar tracks moves towards the rear of the van. Jack looks on with another man.
Those are the rods we were looking for, sir. Packed in those C4 to irradiate half of Manhattan.
Okay, as soon as they're extracted, I want you to contact CT. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
I want him transferred back to holding a medical. Contact Hastings as soon as you're on the road.
So it's real. The dirty bomb.
Yeah.
Well, then we succeeded. We saved Manhattan.
You betrayed your president and your country. Get him out of here.
All right, come on. This is Bauer, go ahead.
Jack, it's Chloe. We've got Hassan's location. He's heading north on Amsterdam in a black SUV.
How far north?
About 30 blocks ahead of you.
Jack, the president wants us to do everything we can to recover Hassan. She wants you to lead the operation.
How many men are with him?
We think only one, the driver.
Okay, Chloe, I need you to find me a suitable ambush point. I want clean lines of fire from rooftop and street level. In order to protect Hassan, we need to take the vehicle and the driver out at the same time.
Attack teams are standing by, Jack.
Is Cole with him?
No, on his way back. We expect him here in a minute.
Then he's going to have to quarterback this out from CTU.
I'll get you real-time updates on the position of Hassan's vehicle.
Copy that.
Cole's back. I'll go get him.
Chloe looks at Dana again as she gets up and walks towards the entrance. Dana pulls out her mobile and dials. 6:33. As Cole enters and presents his credentials to security, Dana dips behind a pillar. Taryn takes her call.
Yes. Hello.
Dana hangs up as Cole approaches.
I'm so glad you're back.
Yeah, me too. I heard we recovered the bomb.
Only because Hassan gave himself up to the terrorist. Jack's putting together an intercept operation right now. He wants you to run it from here.
Yeah, you better bring me up to speed. What happened to that probation officer that was sniffing around?
I convinced him I didn't know anything. He left.
That's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Hey, we're gonna get through this, you and me. We will. We should go.
Hassan sits in the passenger seat looking tense and rattled.
You don't have to do this, Dan. You can pull over right now and stop the car.
Believe me, I want to do this.
If you hate me so much, stand against me at home. Join the opposition. Fight me openly, honorably.
I don't need to fight you, Hassan. You've already lost.
Hassan looks away wearily.
So tell me, what's the plan? You'll put me on trial. Dark room and a video camera, I suppose. A man hiding behind a mask. You'll read a list of my crimes and cut off my head with a sword. The world will be impressed.
You've done worse in your prisons.
Whatever I did to unite our country. To make us stronger.
That's a lie. You just wanted to hand us over to the Americans.
No. I wanted us to rejoin the world. I wanted us to have peace.
You wanted the cover of Time magazine. You think I don't know you, Omar? I watched over you day and night, remember? Watched over you while you betrayed your own wife with a Western whore. You care for nothing but yourself.
This seems to have landed with Hassan, who looks away as if with a tear in his eye.
Yes. Yes, I've made mistakes. But believing in peace was not one of them.
Think whatever you like. You won't be around to find out.
Taryn stares stonily ahead. Hassan looks down, closing his eyes, from which the tears now flow down his cheeks. Six forty-one. Dahlia Hassan sits desperately tense. Renee broods. President Taylor takes a deep breath.
Madam President.
Just a moment.
Taylor waits tensely outside Kanan's office as he is wheeled out wearing an oxygen mask. He turns to look at Taylor.
They're gonna treat you on the base hospital. But then I want you right back here. And that's an order. Excuse me, just... You have always been true to me, Ethan. I need you now. Hurry back. Take good care of me.
Madam President, Mrs. Hassan and her daughter have just arrived.
Thank you, Susan.
Dahlia Hassan waits with Renee in a room at the Air Force base. The door is opened and President Taylor crosses to Dahlia and Kyla.
I am so relieved you're both safe.
Thank you, Madam President. Do you know what is happening with my husband?
We do. He's in the hands of the terrorists, but we're tracking him on satellite. We're going in now to monitor the rescue effort. Do you want to join us?
Yes.
All right. If you will, go on in the situation room, and I'll be there in a minute.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They leave, casting a glance at Renee, who nods to them. President Taylor turns to her.
I didn't expect to see you again, Ms. Walker. But in these last few hours, I have learned how few people I can really trust. I am glad you're here.
Thank you, Madam President. But I think it'd be of more use at CTU.
Of course. Susan will arrange a car for you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Taylor crosses to take Renee's hand.
Thank you.
Renee stares blankly at Taylor, who then walks away. 6:43. Dahlia and Kyla stand in the Situation Room. Taylor joins them.
Jack Bauer and CTU are running the operation. We expect the intercept to occur in a few minutes.
Okay. Ma'am, satellite feed's coming in from CTU.
Taylor crosses to watch the feed on the huge screen. Hastings comes down from his office onto the ops floor.
Jack, Hassan's vehicle just crossed 130th.
I'm at 110th Street. Do we have an ambush point yet?
Yes, intersection of 161st and Amsterdam.
What we got for the takedown team?
I have a special ops unit moving into position. We'll trigger the traffic lights to stop the vehicle at the intersection, then heavy machine gun fire into the engine block to disable it. Snipers to take out the driver, that leaves you to reacquire Hassan.
Good, what's our perimeter look like?
Bridges and tunnels were closed earlier this morning. That means Riverside Drive is shut down too. He can only use Amsterdam.
What about cross streets?
We got them all covered from 140th Street on. As long as we don't spook him, he'll drive straight into the ambush.
Copy that. Leave this line open in case there are any changes in the route.
You got it.
What's our timing?
Given traffic flow, Terran should hit the intersection in 8 minutes.
I can use traffic lights to slow him down if Jack hasn't caught up.
Fine, I'll let the president know.
Cole, I'm seeing some fluctuations in the carrier signal on the subnet.
What's that mean?
Might be a problem with the trunk line. We can't afford another dropout with the satellite feed. That's how we lost the routes in the first place.
Chloe, what's the status of your workaround on the trunk line?
Working fine if you ask me. Do you need me to check it?
No, we need you here.
I can check it if you can watch my screen, Chloe.
Okay.
Thanks, Dana.
Dana goes off while Cole crosses to stand by Chloe's workstation. Dana glides surreptitiously down a corridor. She places her hand on the palm recognition lock of the door to the server room. 6:45, she enters the room. Pulling out her mobile, she sits down at a workstation and pulls up the screen showing the tracked SUV. She turns suddenly.
Arlo, what are you doing here?
I gotta ask you the same.
Cole asked me to check on the trunk line.
So the trunk line's over here.
I can do it from here also. I set up this system, you know.
Right. Sorry. And maybe you can explain why they keep going down.
We were hit with a massive electromagnetic pulse. It's a miracle we managed to get anything up and running again as fast as we did.
Her face betrays her discomfort as Arlo walks up behind her.
So, what are you doing now?
I'm running a diagnostic on the trunk line.
Why were you looking at a map of Manhattan if you were running an internal diagnostic?
I was checking the progress of the operation. How I do my work is none of your business, Arlo.
Actually, given that I've been having to cover for you the entire night, I think it is my business.
Fine. You want to check up on me? Go ahead. You're really going to do this?
Yeah, I am.
As Arlo sits down at the screen, she turns away, her face becoming icily evil once more.
So where are the diagnostics?
In the systems folder where they always are.
I mean, where on your screen? I thought you said you were working on this.
I wasn't using diagnostics. I was monitoring the voltage fluctuation in the truck line directly.
Really? How?
I thought you knew everything.
She is about to strangle him.
Yeah.
Arlo, where are you? Hastings is looking for you.
Yeah, I'll be right down. Hastings wants me on the floor. I'll leave you to do whatever you're doing.
Don't push it, Arlo.
Arlo turns and leaves, still deeply suspicious. She throws down her murderous length of cable and sits back down at the workstation. She makes a call out on her mobile. Hassan remains sitting handcuffed to the dashboard. Taryn takes the call on his phone.
Yes.
CTU is following you.
Where? Where are they?
They're all over you. There's an ambush set for 161st.
I'm nearly there. Why am I only hearing this now?
Look, I am already doing far more than I've been paid to do. You need to calm down. We knew this might happen.
Can you find me an exit?
There's one between 158th and 159th. Parking garage.
158th and 159th. Is everyone ready for this?
I will let Samir know, and then it's up to him. It's only a matter of time before this gets traced back to me. I need to get the hell out of here while I still can.
Dana hastily hangs up and heads out. Hassan looks lugubriously across at the panicking Taryn. 6:48, end of part 3. Part 4, 6:52. Taryn drives with Hassan. Jack is in pursuit. The SUV is tracked on the CTU screen. President Taylor casts a glance back at Dahlia and Kyla beside themselves with worry.
Hassan is crossing over 148th Street. I'm activating signals up to 160th.
Cole clocks Dana coming back in and crosses to her with a slightly vexed expression.
You took your time.
I'm sorry, it got complicated.
Is the trunk line gonna hold?
Yeah, I think so.
Then we keep going.
What's our timing, Chloe?
Intercept 4 minutes.
Jack, you have a visual on Hassan yet?
Negative.
He's 5 blocks ahead of you, Jack.
Roger that. Tactics in position?
They're good to go.
Okay, nobody move until Hassan's vehicle stopped in the intersection.
CTU troopers train sniper rifles down from a rooftop. Jack accelerates through the dense traffic in his commandeered Lexus. Taryn drives tensely, casting his eyes all around. Hassan throws him a look.
What are you looking for? We are being followed, aren't we?
Shut up.
A phone call. It's a warning. CTU is on to you.
I'm not afraid of CTU.
Why are you looking over your shoulder?
I said shut up!
Janet, it's not too late. Give yourself up. Give yourself up and I'll speak for you.
I won't warn you again.
You're on an island here. There's no way out. They'll find you.
Yes, they will. Soon enough.
Hassan seems to find Taryn's words ominous. Jack now has a visual on the SUV. Taryn swerves spectacularly to the left.
Damn it, they've made us. He's breaking left. I repeat, he's breaking left.
5:54, Taryn swerves onto a parking lot.
Holy, have you got them? Can you see where they're going?
Checking. What's happening? Why did he turn? He's in a parking garage that extends across the block.
How many exits?
Only two.
Okay, he's gonna have to double back. Where's the other exit?
Broadway.
I'll cover that. Cole, I want you to pull your team back from the ambush point. Cover the block.
You got it.
All teams pull back and reposition. Set a perimeter around the parking garage between 158th and 159th.
The TAC teams leave the rooftop. They pull away in black SUVs. Jack speeds along the street and turns into the parking garage.
I got him.
Taryn, parked up in the entranceway, looks towards where Jack's car sits and then reverses inside.
He's going back into the garage.
Copy that. All units converging on your position.
Taryn speeds away, closely pursued by Jack.
Just moving deeper into the structure.
He's got no place else to go, Jack. You got it.
Kyla, tensely following events, turns to Taylor.
Where did they go?
Inside the structure.
Jack pursues Taryn up the helter-skelter of ramps.
He's running for the roof!
Dana watches icily. The SUV rounds a corner, followed by Jack. A punter drives his car across Jack's path. Taryn's SUV emerges into the daylight on the top floor of the multi-story.
Where the hell's he going?
Taryn races to the end wall and executes a 360-degree spin. He accelerates back towards the ramp up which Jack now appears.
Coming straight at me! Get it!
Taryn swerves past Jack's car and continues up and over the barrier. The SUV spins through the air and smashes down. Kyla and Dahlia gasp. Jack runs across to the barrier and looks down at the trashed vehicle below.
Chloe, have you got any movement from the target vehicle?
No. No one could survive that.
Jack hurries down a metal staircase. Dahlia and Kyla hold their hands to their faces. Dana looks on serenely. Jack raises his weapon and crosses to the SUV. Taryn's body is at the wheel, but there is no sign of Hassan.
Chloe, Hassan's not in the vehicle.
Hassan, half-conscious, is being injected by a terrorist.
You know where to go.
What if he comes too?
You won't. Not before you deliver him. Go! I said go!
The peroxide blonde the man is talking to goes to drive the car away with Hassan in the boot. Jack wrenches open the door of the SUV. He feels Taryn's neck for a pulse. He spots a BlackBerry on the floor and picks it up. Walking away from the vehicle, he pulls out his own phone and dials. Renee, sitting in the rear of a car, answers.
Yeah.
Hey, it's me.
Have you got Hassan?
No, we set up our ambush. We were seconds away from taking him down. And out of nowhere, the driver deviated from his route. He managed to transfer Hassan to another vehicle before I could get to him. Someone inside CTU's got to be tipping him off.
How is that possible?
I don't know, but I've got the driver's cell phone. As soon as we can set up an uplink, I'll be able to figure out who it is.
I'm on my way to CTU. Do you want me to talk to Chloe?
Yeah, but no one else. Tell her we need a secure area to run the uplink. Get back to me as soon as you're ready.
Okay.
We need to search the parking structure. They switched cars. Get a team and move in now.
All right, let's move.
As the CTU TAC teams surround the stricken SUV, the peroxide blonde pulls away from the garage in her little blue Honda car. 7 a.m. The end.